Samach Aleph. Now, what is the beginning of every mitzvah? We always have to discuss what is the purpose? What is the context of the mitzvah? When did David write the mitzvah? For what was it in response to? So there's really not that much over here in Mefarshim to tell us when this mitzvah was composed. It just seems that with some of the Mefarshim, they say, let's look at this, is it the Sippur? Look at the Sippur now on page 531. Not too many Mefarshim over here would even talk about this mizmor as a Hakdama. That's usually the most, that's what's fun. When you learn the mizmor, the first shir on the mizmor is always much more interesting because you get the context, the story. There's really not that much here. In the Sippur, no, he writes, Azeh ha-mizmor chiber bilochamoy im arom. Shahayu bigvul le'eretz Yisrael. So it seems like what's unique about this mizmor, David, is in chutz la'aretz. And that idea does come out in the mizmor. Many of the other mizmorim, when David talks about his battles and his problems, it's either when he's fighting against Shaul, or he's fighting against Goliath before he became, when he was still a young man. Maybe he was he married? I don't know. He was at that point, but when he was fighting in Eretz Yisrael. He was fighting against his internal enemies, or he had difficulties with his children, with Avshalom, or with Yoav, whatever, dealing with in domestic issues. This mizmar, according to the Sipurno, is dealing where David, he left Eretz Yisrael to go fight a battle. He went to go fight Aram. Now, is this Aram Tzoiva? Is this Kibush Yochid? Which Aram? No, Aram is a vast piece of territory, and there are different portions of Aram. There is Aram Naharayim. We learned last mizmar. This Aram Tzoiva, Chazal say Aram Tzoiva is Kibush Yochid. It does not have the full-fledged status of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnais, in Seder Zeroim, there's always a discussion when it comes to Truma, when it comes to Shemitah, when it comes to all different halachas. Aram Tzoiva. Aram Tzoiva is in a category by itself because it is Kibush Yochid. Is that what we're referring to?
It doesn't sound like it from the Sephora.
He doesn't say the word Tzoiva, but he says,
and that's key. If they're fighting Aram, then they're
Tzoiva. Aram is the
Kibush
Yochid.
If they're sitting
on
the border,
yeah,
then it's not a Kibush Yochid, it's a defensive.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, maybe we have to trace this back and Sefer Shmuel, the Rehayam, see exactly the greater context. And that's only the opinion, by the way, of the Sipurno.
Defense is Hatkafa.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that, you know that, okay. Now, the Malbum gives us a little more background. The Malbum presents something a little more flavor in this Mizmar. Now, also, you have to appreciate that this, at the end of this page, it says word Sela. Okay, even though the Mizmar goes on much more, but we know, we have experience with this, whenever it says Sela, at the end of a sentence, end of a pasuk, that means stop. It's ki'ilu, it's an independent concept. Whenever we have sell, many times sells the end of the mizmar, but here we have sell in the middle of a mizmar, it's a mini break in the mizmar, it's one concept. So look at the Malm. The Malm explains this idea, Lam Hatzeach.
Here, by the way, you have also neginat, and it means it's poetic, it's a negina.
Oh, that's another thing. What is al neginas, right? So what does it mean neginas? Okay, that's a musical instrument. Okay, all you have to collect all the musical instruments of the whole Sefer Tehillim. Okay, let's first see the basic structure of the mizmar of this least section in the Malbim on page 531. Lam natzeach b'mizmar zeh rochash liboy dover toif. David's heart was his emotion was moved. He was in an emotional state. Vayomer, he said, Vayomer ki. This is what makes this mizmor unique. And he says here, ki bein bihiyosoy nirdof mibnei shol al tsurei haye elim. Okay, that's the name of a place, the high places of the elim. When David was running away from Shol, he makes no mention of Aram. Ubein b'shas hatzlochosoy. David is saying, there is no difference between times of success and times of difficulty. Whether I am a victim and I am running for my life, or I am at the peak of my success, I am secure in my malchus, it's all the same. You have to say to Hashem, Hoydu Hashem ki tov ki liolam chasdo, no matter what the situation is. When he was the king and he was successful,
achas. Why, when you say Halel with a minion, no matter what the Chazan says, you answer Hoydu Hashem ki liolam chasdo.
No matter what, interesting. No matter what, the Chazan represents society.
You say Yomana Yisrael, Yomana Misaron, Yomana.
Whatever's going on in this world, Hoydu Hashem ki tov. It's a very beautiful lesson. Whatever the Chazan says, whether he says Yomuna Beis Aron, Yomuna Yirei Hashem, Yomuna Yisrael, doesn't matter. You say Hoydu Lashem Kitav Kili Alam Chasdo.
And you do it again in the next a few paragraphs later when you say Eliyat Tobiyoteka Kairo Mecha.
Hoydu Lashem Kitav. No matter what the situation is, you must say Hoydu Lashem. Very good. V'chei Vein B'shas Haslachasa. But here he is. One more point over here. He says he's not just saying Hoydu Lashem, giving thanks. He's saying, what do I really want in life? This is different. See, this is a little different than we learned until now. We didn't really have this in such a concept. Always trying to look, what is different about this mizmah? There's so much, what appears to be so much repetition in Tehillim, so much repetition in the Nevi'im, and you know, the Musar of the Nevi'im. There's so much repetition. It's very, very important to try to understand what makes this pasuk, this mizmah, unique. This is just not to regurgitate the same concepts of thank you, Hashem. There has to be something, a unique concept in every single pasuk, in every single mizmah. And that's a challenge. And if you work hard enough, you can actually see that there's no repetition in the entire Sefer Tehillim. There's no repetition in all of the Nevi'im. Every pasuk is presenting a unique idea that you're not going to find anywhere else. You have to believe that, and you have to search until you find that. And here the unique is, it's not just, okay, whatever the situation is, I'm happy. Whatever the situation is, my goal is to dwell in the Beis Medrash. Now that's a little bit difficult concept, because not everyone is cut out for learning. Okay, we know that not everyone, you know, not everyone is meant to sit in the Beis Medrash and learn. And who says that's really... No, that's ideal. You put in this world, it's an olam ho'asiyah. But obviously what it means is that you're rooted, your life, your behavior, your activities in life are rooted in what they teach in the Beis Medrash. There are some people that sit the whole day and learn. Good for them. They're very fortunate. And not everyone is cut out for that. But yet, you have to come back and acknowledge that your behavior, your goals, your hashkafa in life is rooted in what they teach in the Beis Medrash. That's the broader interpretation of this pasuk. So achas shoal v'achas bikeh. So what did he say over here? Achas shoal v'achas bikeh sheyeshev. I'm reading the Malbim. The Malbim on page 531, pasuk aleph. Pasuk aleph. I'll read it again one more time. Pasuk aleph, page 531. Lamnat Seach, the Mizmar Zeh, Rochash Liboy, Dover Toif. David is presenting a beautiful idea. What is that there? Vayoymar. And he says, in life, a person goes through many situations. There are times that are very good. A person is successful, like David was successful in his Malchus. And there are times when a person is running for his life. Regardless of what the situation is, a person has to focus on the base Medrash. Now, if you, in yeshiva, they'll tell you.
He says Beis Hashem.
Okay, you're right. Okay, so I don't mean. Okay. So I'm already. I'm talking like when they tell you yeshiva, the Beis Medrash, but it means the same idea. You're right. Ki bein bi yoisoy nirdof mibnei shol al tsudei hayeelim. He was running for his life in this location. Ubein beis hatzlochos when he was successful she gil malchus. Achas shol v'achas bikeh. She only had one request. Achas shu'alti me'es Hashem oisav v'akesh shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayei. It's the same idea. Bikeh sheyeshev tamid b'veis Hashem le'ovdoi. To serve Hashem. K'moy shu'kosav l'mal l'bakin chav zayin achas shu'alti me'es Hashem oisav v'akesh shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayei. V'nechlok l'shnei chalokim. Chelek Rishon, the first section, talks about mashachoye b'mei onyoy, when he suffered. V'chelek sheni al yimei hatzlocha, so when he was successful. Whether you're in trouble or whether you're successful, your mindset has to be, where do I want to be now? Where do I want to be? I want to be in the base Hashem. Now, that's a broad concept. Like I told you, in yeshiva, they'll tell you it means every free moment you have to be sitting and learning, 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 learning. That's beautiful, and that's certainly what they teach, but we all know that not everyone is cut out for that. Okay? But it doesn't make a difference. It means kaveh itim l'toira, and it means that in your pursuit of happiness in this world, it is rooted in the values and in the lessons, the teachings of the Beis Hashem. When you go,
so when you say the bracha, la'asok b'divrei Torah, it doesn't
business. Even in business.
What
does the Torah want from me? When you go into business, you're going, is this on? Is this ethical? Is this proper? Of course, it's they teach children Beis Medrash. Okay, that's very good. But as you get older, you realize, you know, even if you give a person, many people, you give, okay, you know what? We're taking care of everything for you. Just go sit in koilo the whole day. They go to the mind. Because not everyone, most people, probably 90% of the population is not cut out to sit and learn Yom HaLayla. That's not the way Hashem made us. There are people that definitely can do that, but not. That's not. So they're not called achas. So what do they mean when they say achas shalti me'eis Hashem o'isavakish shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai? It means that whatever I do in life is rooted in the Beis Medrash. That's poshut. I'm not saying chidush over here. So David over here is saying is, when I'm successful, what am I going to do now? Oh, I don't need the Hashem anymore. I don't need the Torah. I can, you know, I'll go and do whatever I want to go do. No. The goal is always to come back to what is taught and the values that are found in the Beis Medrash. And that's why a Beis Medrash, this is a very interesting concept, has to be pure. See, there are certain, today, unfortunately, there are people, unfortunately, that need a little chizuk. Everyone needs chizuk. Much more so than the, and I told this many times, there are a lot of institutions that specialize in dealing with people who need chizuk. And many of them, unfortunately, in the base medrash itself, they bend the rules. They break the rules. They water down the service. To accommodate people who need chizuk. And then I came across a place where they deal with people just like this. They really, really need a lot of chizuk. But the very, very makbid, that in the Beis Medrash, it's authentic. In the Beis Medrash, davening is davening. The tzura, there is no nonsense whatsoever. They have the highest standards in the Beis Medrash. And after davening is over, okay, now let's go do whatever we need to do. When you mechazek people who need chizuk, you break rules sometimes. You have no choice. You got to break the rules, but not in the Beis Medrash, not in the shul. You can break the rules outside of shul. Now we're going to go on trips, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, this. Oh, we have daven mincha. Okay, get back into the Beis Medrash, put on the proper clothing, and behave yourself the proper way. Say, what do I need to be? If we went and we don't learn anyway, we go run around the whole day and do all this mishagas. So when we daven mincha, we have to wear a hat and jacket. We have to wear. You have to be quiet during davening. You know, we'll do a hecha kedusha. No, in the Beis Medrash, this is the real. This is pure. You have a problem. You can't adhere to the full standards of Yadus. I can't be a Shomer Shabbos. I can't. I'm not ready for it yet. I have problems. I can't eat. I have to eat a little non-kosher. I just have to have this type of food. Okay, fine. If this is where you're holding, so privately, do what you need to do. But when you step foot in this space medrash, we're not making a minyan where we only lay on Shabbos one aliyah. Because the olam here, you know, if when they go home, they mechal Shabbos, and they don't eat kosher, and they do things that are not 100% shmir senayim, you know, they don't do. So listen, we're not holding where we should be holding. So we come to shul, let's daven, you know, Shabbos one ali is enough for us. Haftarah we don't have to do. And we don't need to do chazor sashatz for musaf, also chazor sashaya. You know what I'm saying? We can water down the service. Because anyway, when we're going to go home, we're mechal Shabbos. Anyway, we're going to go do things that we're not supposed to do. Chas v'sholem. If you got to do what you got to do, do it. Or, you know, that's the way the world is. But in the Beis Medrash, this is the real deal. There's no playing around here. The Beis Medrash has to be pure. It has to be pure. And come here for a few moments and inhale authenticity. And then, after you spend here 20 minutes seeing the real thing, okay, then you go to therapy. And if your therapy allows you to be Mechal Shabbos and do this, okay. But you have to have a mokoim that is authentic. Mm-hmm. I've seen this. There's certain institutions today that specialize with children, Rahman al-Itzlan, need a lot of tender, loving care. And some of them, and both of them have in common, that they have in common that outside the Beis Medrash, they break all the rules. And there's, you know, whatever it is, it is. This is whatever the Gedolei Yisrael tell them to do, they do. They work with this type of group of people. Then I've seen, then the difference though is that inside the Beis Medrash, what do they do in the Beis Medrash? When it comes Shabbos, get them to come to shul. You know what a struggle it is to get one of these kids to come to shul on Shabbos? They come, and I'm going to burden him with laning, with sitting in shul for 2 hours. We'll have a shortened version of davening. We won't daven musaf, and we'll just lain one aliyah. Good enough. No. Those institutions, they're not matzliach. Because if you're not real in the Beis Medrash, you'll never have success outside the Beis Medrash. Outside the Beis Medrash, you got to do what you got to do. But in the Beis Medrash, it has to be authentic. David says here, Achash Shu'alti Mi'es Hashem, David's living a life where he's making exceptions in both extremes. He's very successful. When you're very successful, you know, that's a little scary. It's very scary when everything is going too good. That's not normal. When everything is just going too well, where money just like a fire hydrant. You have enough money, you can do whatever you want. And then you come to shul. So people in shul, they start doing strange things in shul. Also, some people who are very, very successful, they make their own shul. They make their own shul in the basement. And they start promoting ideas that no one ever heard before. That's what happened. I have people that are extremely wealthy. It's not good enough for them to go daven in a regular shul. Because in the regular shul, they talk too much. In the regular shul, they do this, they do that. So they make their own shul. And then mechadesh in their shul, new dinim that don't appear in Shulchan Aruch. Because they think, no. You're very successful. You're at the peak of your success. Where do you want to be? I want to be in the Beis Medrash, the Beis Hashem, not in my Beis Hashem, not in my Beis Hamikdash. I have new rules, new chidushim, new nuances. No, go to the place where everyone else goes. That's authentic. And Rahman, the other way around, Rahman, when a person is dealing in a situation where in life, and Rahman al son, things are no good. People can't come to shul around. They have to be in the hospital. They have to be here. They have to be there. They have to go do all this kind of work, and they can't. Where do you want to be? I want to get back to normal. I want to get back to a life that's rooted in the Beis Hashem. There's only one Beis Hashem. There's the Beis HaMikdash. And in society, a person is part of a community. There's the Beis Hashem. When people are in a matzav of tzara, Rachman al-Itzlan, they're not in the Beis Hashem. They're in the hospital 24/7. They're out on the streets doing whatever they need to be doing to go and to get to. Where do you want to be when all of this is over? I just want a normal life. I want to be able to go to the Beis Hashem. And when people are very successful, what are they doing? Run away to this place. You hope it's and go to the United Emirates. What are you going to the United Emirates for? what are you going over there for? You're going here, you're going there. When you're so successful, you want to go to the moon. You want to go to the moon. That's the goal of success is to run away. Yeah, mamish. If they could go, they would go. Believe me. When you're in a matziv of success, guess what? Even when you're in a matziv of success, the pasuk here says, you know where I want to be? I want to be a gura v'oholcha oylamim, in your tent, not in my tent, and not a tent on the moon. What's the difference? A base medrash here, base medrash there, you go over here, go over there. I know it's a very small nuance, this point. But you see people, Rahmanul Islam, people that certainly have a lot of problems, they're not around. They're out, because Rahmanul Islam. So what's the goal? The goal is, I'm never going back. Chas v'shalom. The goal is, everything should get better and you go back. And then this people don't appreciate. When people are extremely successful, you know what they do? They run away. Where are you running? You're running and you're making yourself a new religion. New religion. When you're very successful, David was the peak of the Malchus. He wanted to be in the same place with a person who is suffering greatly, who's in the hospital 24/7, can't wait until he gets better. I can go back to my regular shul. The same place where the person who is in a matzav of tzaras wants to live a regular life, the super successful person should have the same words, same asogas. It's a big nesayin. Okay, it's a very big nesayin. When people are very successful, they privatize religion. Religion becomes very private. I mean, you don't daven. A gevir would daven with the regular people? Come on. A gevir davens, a private minion, in a hotel somewhere, you have to be different. Like Yeravim ben Nevat made a Beis HaMikdash in Basil and Don. It's the same goal. Rabbi Shlomo, good morning. Shalom Aleichem. Ashkech for your new Haggadah, your updated Haggadah, correct? You gave me a gift, I think a couple of years ago, you gave me your Haggadah. So this is the new Haggadah, this is the updated Haggadah.
There's a box of it I've been
there. I know. I saw. Okay, so let's see.
What fits in, though, is I read Samai saying, Mechayel El Chayel means, you go to Shul in the morning to daven. If you daven well, that's the time to go to the Beis Medrash, right after daven.
Mechayel El Chayel.
Right. Then, if you daven well, now you could be successful in the learning by going to after davening, then you go to the Beis Medrash.
Go to business.
Right.
Okay, let's see inside one more time. This will be one more time.
I think it helps to daven first. Totally different. I really do. He wants to be coming to base Hashem, meaning that he's, whether he's at, and he's talking, at war or in my malchus. He's not in a base medrash. He wants his life to be a base Hashem.
Right.
And he's always following the rule book of
base Hashem. All right, I'm not saying that. I'm going further than the Malvin. I'm saying it's the same base Hashem as the person that is in the matzav of tzara. It's the same base Hashem. I'm saying more than the Malvin.
He should still be doing.
That's too pashut. But I want to read into the Malbim more. It's the same Beis Hashem. When a person, Rachmanu Litzlan, is ill,
he's still being
or you're Hashem. Taking care of someone that's very, very sick. So what is the goal here? What's the goal over here? The goal is that the problem should resolve, and then what?
That's not the goal. The goal is to be an Eved Hashem. To be an Eved Hashem is helping people, doing things, doing for me, doing for them, doing for
Let's read. Let's read inside. Okay, maybe you're right. Let's read inside. B'mizmor zeh roch hashli b'devotav yomer ki bein. Whether I am in a matzav, b'hi yoysoi nirdof b'bnei shol, I'm a fugitive. I'm running away. Al tsurei ha'ayelim u'bein. Or whether I am in a matzav, b'eis chatz lochosoi shegil l'malchus,
my perspectives of life and my perspectives of being an Eved Hashem can get distorted.
Sheyeshev tamid b'deis Hashem le'avdoi. Okay, so you're saying that even in those matzavim, you're still rooted in the authentic base medrash. That was one idea. K'moisha kasev l'mal, achat ha-medrash was avakesh, v'chim v'chlu, v'nechol l'shnei chalokim, this mitzvah drawn into two different parts, chelik ha-rishon ma-shachoye b'mei onyoy, v'chelik sheni al yimei hatzlochosei. Okay, I'm adding a little bit more, and I'm saying is that these two matzavim, which are completely opposite ends of the spectrum of success and suffering, the mindset of the person in both of these matzavim should be the same. The same Beis Hashem, which when you're dealing with a person who is a fugitive running away, what do you want? I want to come back home. I want to come back home. I want to return home and just live my normal life. The person super successful doesn't think like that. The person who's successful, he's always thinking, next Pesach, where am I going to go now? I've already done this, this, this. What other exotic experience could I have? His kavana is not to be the same kavana as the person who has a tzara. The person who has a tzara is just hoping to get back to normal. The person that's super successful, their kavana is in their free time should go to a new stratosphere. No, the person that's super successful, what's the purpose of your success? To have Yishev Hadas and be normal. That's what it means, normal. That's what it means, normal, to be the Yevet Hashem. Okay, whatever. Look, they say there's a whole, what do you do the whole year? Where do you go on Rosh Hashanah? To Uman. Where do you go for Thanksgiving? Wait, where do you go for Sukkot? This is a whole joke. Rosh Hashanah, you go to Uman. Where do you go Yom Kippur? I've got the whole thing. Where do you go for Sukkot? Eretz Yisrael. Where do you go for Hanukkah? You go to Colorado.
Vail.
What?
Vail, Colorado.
You go to Colorado. Where do you go for Purim? There's a whole seder of what you're supposed to do the whole year. You're never supposed to be able. What's in style? The time when you go to the United Emirates, the time when you go to Colorado, the time when you go to Florida, the time when you go to Uman, the time you go to
Mexico.
There's a whole man. People, they mamash do this. They actually do this. Baruch Hashem. That is not the same perspective of a person who Rachmana Litzlan is in a very difficult situation and just wants to get back to regular. I just want to come to the Yom Gizel of Midwater. Because that's Kisham Beisoy. And if you can't have Kisham Beisoy, you got a problem in life. You got a problem. Yeah, you have to have a place where where you have just natural satisfaction. Kisham Beisoy. Shmuel, he made a circuit judge. Circuit judge, but at the end of the day, where did he came back to Ramosa? Kisham Beisoy. Why? Why didn't Shmuel go to Uman? Why didn't he go to the United Emirates? Why did he go to Orlando? Why didn't he go to the Caribbeans? Why didn't he go to Chleis, to Europe somewhere, to some exotic place? Why? Because that's not where I have satisfaction. Kisham Beisoy. A person who has a tzara wants to go back home. Kisham Beiso. This mizmor says it doesn't matter. Even when I'm super matzliach, it's the same place I want to be. Kisham Beiso, the Beis Hashem. Hey, it's not necessarily what the Malbim says, but the Malbim over here is coming. What he is doing, he's making it very, very clear. The Malbim, more so than anyone else on this page, is showing that there are different matzavim in life. There are matzavim in life is the cycle. There are times that are wonderful, and there are times that are not as wonderful. And the person, David, is saying, I am consistent in where I want to be. I have the same, no matter what the matzav in life is, I am consistent in where my focus is. Unfortunately, you look at society, you don't see that. When you're not successful, you want to be in one place, and when you're successful, you want to be somewhere else. That is a problem. And that goes to show that you're not happy with what you have. And
now,
it seems
that he seemed to be saying
that he's saying that the two chalokim are the first chaluk is achashalti beis Hashem, and the second chaluk is shalti beis Hashem kol yimei chayim.
No, that's just a general pasuk. He's not reading two things into that pasuk.
I think that's what he's saying. He says kamo shekosav l'maylo, it's two chalokim. He says achashalti beis Hashem, right?
I don't think he's saying that.
Shifti beis Hashem kol yimei chayim.
I don't think he's reading into that pasuk too.
What is nechak
this mizmah pasuk? Let's read the pasukim right now to see the two chalakim. Let's read it right now. These pasukim pasuk aleph lamatzech al neginas lida. Simply, this means a musical. No, when it kamosh because just about means that's the central. That's where you want to be. That's the one place you want to be. Whether you're in this situation or you're in the other situation. That's a different discussion. I don't think he means to quote that pasuk. Okay, maybe. But I think over here he's just quoting that pasuk. That's the where you want to be. Let's read inside. Let's read inside the pasuk and we'll see. Lamatzeach al neginas lidav. What is the word neginas? Neginas lachar is a musical. I'm reading now the mizmar. The mizmar, the beginning of the mizmar, on page 530, pasuk aleph until two pasuk hey. Lamatzeach al neginas lidav. What is the word neginas? A musical instrument. Mitzudos tzion. It is a kli nigun. What is it over here? Neginas shame kli nigun. What does he say? Shim'o Elokim Rinasi, listen to my song. Hakshiva Tefilasi. So some taich Rina is Torah, some taich and Tefil is Torah. Akol Kol Yaakov, the Kol Torah, the Kol Tefila. Some say Rina is also Tefila. Just read the words, basic something. Listen to my prayer. What is my prayer? Miktzei Aretz Elecha Ekra, from the end of the earth to you I call out. Mm-hmm. Dabar is saying over here, I am in a matzav of tzara. I have been exiled. I'm fighting battles at the end of the world. From the end of the earth, I am not home. I'm not in my abode in Eretz Yisrael. I've been sent out on a mission far, far away from my home. Yet, Elecha Ekro, to you I call out, Ba'atoif Libi, when I envelop my heart, Bitsur Yorum Mimeni Tancheni. In a tzur, is a rock that is higher than me, which seems to mean a difficult, according to some of the commentators, a difficult situation. I am now facing what's a rock that's you're guiding me, Tancheni, you're guiding me in a situation where I am overwhelmed. I see in front of me a rock, a mountain that is exalted, and there's no way I can deal with this. And I'm now enveloping myself in my talus to pray to you that you should guide me through this very difficult situation. You have to read the words out of order. You have to read it as, I cry out to you, Hashem, Elecha Ekra, Ba'atoif Libi, Tancheni, jump to the end of the pasuk. I ask you, Hashem, guide me. Guide me through this difficult situation because I am in a matzav of what is called Bitsur Yorum Mimeni. Those three words are a metaphor to describe living, dealing with something that is overwhelming. And I have no solution to the problem other than to pray to you.
Between the rock and the hard place.
Pasuk Dalet, Ki Hoyisa Machseli, because you're all I got, Hashem. You are my source of refuge. Migdal Oz, you are a mighty tower of Bnei Oyev. And then he says, Agura v'oholcha oylamim. No, I'm sorry. Pasuk Dalet is referring to the other situation, according to the Malbim. In the good situation, is ki hoyisa machsili, there were times in my life when you were for me a refuge. A migdal oiz mibnei oyev. You, Hashem, this is where David describes his magnificent success in life. And what is the common denominator? Whether I was pasuk gimel or pasuk dal, according to the Malbim, pasuk gimel is describing a life of misery. Pasuk dal is describing a life of success. And what's the common denominator? Agura v'oholcha oylamim, may I dwell in your tent forever. Echese, may I seek refuge, beseser kinofecha, in the concealment of your wings, selah forever. According to the Malbim, Pasuk Gimel is describing the misery of life, Pasuk Dal is describing success in life. And the common denominator between these two matzavim is one thing. Where do I want to be? Where am I rooted? How do I deal with this situation? What's the goal? The goal is always to be in the Beis Medrash. Let's look at the Malbim. The Malbim, Pasuk Beis, listen to the Malbim in these spoken. Pasuk Beis, Shema Lukim Erinasi. This is what David is praying during his difficult matzah. He breaks up the whole mizmah like this. Rinasi is an expression of tzar. Okay, according to the Malbim. Tefillah is an expression of prayer when he is successful. That's an incredible chiddush for the Malbim to say that. Is that we have two different words, rina and tefillah. El horina. We say this on Yom Noraim. El harina v'yalat tefila. No one translates the way the Malbim translates these words. Rina, David, according to the Malbim, rina means it's a unique type of prayer that is said at a time of tzara. Tefila is a type of prayer a person says at a time of success. The success should continue. Next words of the Malbim. Next words. Mikzei haaretz. Be'eis shehayisi boreach. Bibnei shohol. Yoshev Mishabei Biktsei Eretz Yisrael. When I was hiding from Shaul, I was at the end of the land. Misham, from there, in my hiding place, in my difficult situation, Elecha Ekra, I cry out to you, Ba'atoif Libi, I envelop my heart, Meiroiv Hatzarois. Be'eis Asher Tanchemi B'tsu Yorubim, at the time when you have guided me. Now look how he changes the words. He changes the order of the words in the pasuk, because that's what we do. You're not supposed to read a pasuk and tell him in order. If you're reading the words in order, something is wrong. You know you're making a mistake. You have to read the words out of order. At the time when you're guarding me, b'tzur yorumenu, k'shechut zrachti la'alois, I needed to ascend, al tzurei haye elim, haramim lehis, Chabois, Shom, I had to hide there in this location. David was running away from Shaul, and he had to ascend to this secret location, this hiding place, which was all the way high up. I explained what was the metaphor, is that during difficult times, when you're dealing with things that are very difficult, it's a difficult situation, and you ask Hashem to guide you through the darkness, through the difficulty. V'ata yu Hashem tancheni Shom. Yan, but, what's with Yan here doing? I don't know. Pasuk Dalit, ki hoyisi machseli l'chein helisani al tsudam rabim dine oyev v'oz elecha. So he learns, the Malbim learns, Pasuk Dalit is describing, it's part of the continuation of difficult situation. Pasuk Dalit, agurcha b'olcha olam, hoye ikar tefilasi loy al hatzlochas hazman, rak sh'uchal lagur olam b'ol Hashem, the lachseis bitzel kinafav sela simanin. So I didn't say it correctly, at least according to the Malbim. But that's not going to hold me back in my exalted gaiva. I'm going to try to say a little bit of a drush. The Malbim is laying out the foundation of this pasuk. He's saying over here is that a person always has to have the same mindset no matter what the situation is. He learns pasuk gimel and pasuk dalet are describing a matziv of tsar. And the only place where he says a matziv of simcha, it's shocking, and he gives his whole hakdama, and he doesn't really show it to us in the pasuk, is where it says, hakshiva tefilasi at times of good. I thought the Malbim was saying that pasuk gimel, because that's how other mafarshim seem to learn, pasuk gimel is describing a matziv of tsar, and pasuk dalid is describing a time of great success. The Migdal Ois. David is saying, you are a refuge for me in my Migdal Ois, my tower of might, Mibnei Oyev. That alludes to moments of great success. I'm a little going off the script line of the Malbim and trying to suggest that Pasuk Gimel is the difficult matzav, and Pasuk Dalet is the good matzav, and the beginning of it begins with sailors, the Rina and Tefillah, and then he concludes, whether life was miserable or life was wonderful, it's all the same. My goals in life are all the same. My goals are shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Let's do the mitzvah now. We're going to have to do tomorrow.
Doesn't Rina always mean to be rejoiced?
So that's not what he learns over here. He learns, the Malam clearly translates, he's trying to create here an idea in this mizmar, difficult times and wonderful times. Rina is a type of prayer that is expressed in difficult times. Tefillah, he's saying, is a type of prayer that is expressed in good times. Obviously, that's not a very common translation. El horina viala tefillah. Some will tell you rina is the call of Torah, and tefillah is the prayer. Some will tell you rina is another type of prayer. Not necessarily, everything is good times or bad times. The Malbim is unique. In the context of this section, he's presenting an idea. No matter what a person's matziv is, his frame of mind, where he wants to be, where he finds himself rooted, is in the same makom. You don't leave your roots. It used to be in the olden days, people know they were learned in one yeshiva, and their whole life, they connected themselves to their roots. Today, a boy has a shidduch resume. It's also a new thing today. And I was a kid, we never heard of a shidduch resume. Who ever heard of a shidduch resume? You ever heard of such a thing? Did anyone over here in this room have a shidduch resume? I guarantee all of your grandchildren have shidduch resumes. But none of you had a shidduch resume. Not even one even heard of it, what it was. But today it's a new crazy world. And today you look at a shidduch resume. Where did the boy learn? If he doesn't have on the shidduch resume at least five different yeshivas, there's something wrong. He learned, then there was something really wrong, right? Yeah. Years ago, you learned one yeshiva. You learned in Tarfadas, you learned in RJJ, you learned in Miri. You learned in one yeshiva that, you know, you're that healthy person is stable and you don't run from place to place. Today, for 9th and 10th grade, he was in this school. Then 11th grade, he went here. 12th grade, he went here. Then he went to Eretz Yisrael for half a year. Then he went, what in the world is going on? This kid has no zitzlesh. This kid has no zitzlesh. Just stick to one yeshiva. Where are you running?
If you look at a lot of the gedolim, the biographies, they went from this yeshiva.
Not really.
Yeah,
I don't know. All right.
I had a relative before. I mean, he never lived already, but he went to a few yeshivas. His father sent him to Eretz Yisrael after high school to sit and learn. And we got a family meeting finally, and he said he was in Eretz Yisrael for 2 years. I sent him to learn. He came home with a guitar. And he became very successful as a band leader that does all those weddings in Bavitsa.
He found himself. Yeah. Okay, to each his own. I will conclude with a nice little story from Rav Huttner. There's a famous story from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner asked the question. A boy came to Rav Huttner and told Rav Huttner, I'm leaving the yeshiva. I'm leaving your yeshiva, Chaim. I'm going to a different yeshiva. So he said, why are you going? Why? Let me just finish the story. It's a very good story to illustrate this point. Why are you leaving? So he says, because, you know, what's wrong? Everything is good. Everything is fine. You know, it's a wonderful place here. I'm learning. The food is good. The accommodation. Everything is good. But I think in this yeshiva, I can learn better. I can learn better. So he told him, you know what, in Sukkot, when you say, Ona Hashem Hoshiyana, Ona Hashem Hoshiyana, Ona Hashem Hatzlichon, Ona Hashem Hatzlichon, when do you shake the lulav? In the four Ona Hashems. You shake the lulav only when you say, Ona Hashem Hoshiyana. You don't shake the lulav when you say, Ona Hashem Hatzlichon. It's the same thing when it comes to a yeshiva. If you're not learning at all, I'm not learning at all, then you need a yeshua. So then you shake the lulav. You better shake yourself and go somewhere else. If you're not learning here at all, you're wasting your time. You get out of here. Go to a place where you're going to learn something. But if you're learning here, you're learning here. And you want hatzlacha? You want to learn more? You don't shake the lulav. If you're learning here is okay, and you cholmzach, that you're going to learn better somewhere else, so the only reason why you want to shake yourself up is because you want more hatzlacha, then that's not a reason to go. If you need a salvation, Yeshua means you go from zero to whatever, then you need a shake. But if Hatzlacha means I'm doing 50, I want to go from 50 to 100, Hatzlacha means I already have, I'm okay, I just want more Hatzlacha. You don't shake the lulav. Yogur be'oy holecha oylamim. David says, I shall dwell in your tent forever. The little connotation, little remez over here is just stay in one place. Where are you running? Where are you going? Yogur, dwell in your tent. Your tent, there's only one tent. Where are you running? Place to place to place to place. There's something, it captures an instability, an unhappiness, a rebellious nature when you see these type of things.
If he mentioned Torah on all those passages, he doesn't talk about Limud Torah. He's talking about Tefillah and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. Okay, fine.
That's what Rav Dov said. It says the Beis Hashem. The Beis Hashem doesn't say the Beis Medrash. Beis Hashem. The place of Hashem, that includes everything.
Okay.